was dirt, mud, and water every time the rain fall. When it's dry and there's no rain, it's pure loose dirt.
Very terrible. Because potholes here and potholes there.
Imagine having to walk in mud whenever it rained. Imagine not having proper roads to transport your goods to market to earn a living. Well, for some residents in Thornton, St. Elizabeth, that was their reality before the European Union stepped in. Stay tuned to hear more. Resurfacing the Centre Road in Thornton, St. Elizabeth is one of the ways the European Union has been transforming the lives of residents in sugar-dependent areas across the country. The project is among several carried out under the accompanying Measures for Sugar AMS protocol, being implemented through the Sugar Transformation Unit STU in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. The AMS protocol is part of the National Sugar Adaptation Strategy for Jamaica, developed to deal with a sugar regime reform by the European Union.
In 10 years, we've spent around 150 million euros to help the industry. The focus has been on restructuring and reform of the industry, but also on the communities in the sugar belt. Almost 200 miles of roads have been built or reconstructed.
Head of the EU delegation to Jamaica, Ambassador Malgorzata Wasilewska. For the residents of Thornton, St. Elizabeth, the Centre Road Resurfacing Project, completed in 2017, was well needed.
It has benefited the community significantly.
I need to tell the Sugar Board and its people, thank you for what they are doing in this community.
Thornton is a small district in Silo, a sugar-dependent area. This classification is based on the fact that Thornton is located close to a sugar factory, in this case, the Appleton Sugar Estate. Councillor for the Silo Division, Audie Myers, says before the resurfacing, Centre Road was a mud lake when it rained.
It was dirt, mud, and water every time the rain fall. When it's dry and there's no rain, it's pure loose dirt. And you can see the school is barred into it.
The Thornton Basic and Primary Schools are located close to the road, and Councillor Myers says both teachers and students have welcomed the upgrade. Resident Sonia Graham says the previous state of the road can only be described as terrible.
Very terrible. Because potholes here and potholes there. And as where we are sitting now, you can drive from here and in out round the other side of the road. We can ride freely at night because I ride my bicycle go everywhere. So we can ride it without thinking about dropping the potholes. And when you're in the taxis, you reach where you're going faster.
Thornton Community Executive Board member with responsibility for sports and events coordination, Marlon Singh, says now that the roadway has been improved, the community is grateful that a permanent solution has been found.
It was greatly needed, especially by the elders of the community. People who have to go out and work and come in late at night are especially the children who had to use the road every day going back and forth.
The improved road stretches from one end of the Thornton community to the other and has led to the increased options for transportation with the return of taxi operators.
First time, no taxi would take the resident into the district. Now, middle night, day, ride to the veranda.
Project technical specialist in the transformation unit, Patrick Essue, says the resurfaced road has also made it easier for residents to access essential services.
Like ambulances, police, and they move better through the community. So, plus, most of that area is agriculture areas. They do a lot of cultivation, so have to move their goods.
Farmer Everton Green also reinforced that point, noting that the resurfacing has so far been a great help to him, his family, and the surrounding residents.
We are in the back. So for us to come out, we need proper transportation on the road. And that's one of our problems, and that's why we are giving thanks for this one.
That's it for a look at the Centre Road Resurfacing Project, made possible with funding from the European Union.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.